We're here. It's late. You're driving, probably.
Or on the subway.
Or you're on the subway.
Or walking.
Me. Or you're walking.
I've started just...
You're washing a large dog.
Oh.
Just hosing down
dog.
A large
Hi,
dog.
Hi, bud. Hi. Hi, buddy. Hi. Oh, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Is he friendly?
Oh, my
Is
gosh.
This okay if we Ow. Talk to him for a minute?
Can we talk to your dog?
Can we talk to your dog? I'm sorry. Puppy. Do you have somewhere to go?
Puppy.
Wait, I'm going to do this now. This is Yo, Is This Racist? This is the podcast where we listen to your voice about questions about racism
talk
with
to
the
your
help
dog.
Of a special guest or guest. And then, but first, we talk about some news and stuff.
Talk
and
to
apparently,
your dog.
We do an extended atmospheric improvised segment where we talk to a dog.
I truly, legitimately have been, I crossed the line into the fucking asshole
Uh-oh.
Who... just listens to podcasts on his speaker while walking from my front door to my house on my phone. Just hold it up.
Why?
Because
you have headphones.
I know.
Why don't...
I don't know.
Do you... Is it because you're getting in a car and you're going to hook up to your Bluetooth?
Yeah. Yes, but still.
It's insane, Andrew.
It's like 25 seconds I could just listen to nothing.
That's insane.
I could... It's bonkers.
I do. Okay. My guilty thing is I will, if I'm on a walk, not if I'm in a business, but if I'm on a walk, I will FaceTime through the speaker on my phone if it's going to be a quick call.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's heinous behavior, but I feel like no one walks in LA, so there's no one ever around me to be bothered.
It's kind of on them.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Get out and walk.
Get in your car.
Or get
drive.
I'm confused on the message we're sending.
I'm talking to other people, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, we do want people walking? We don't want people walking.
We don't want them walking because we don't want them in the way. For
puppy.
I don't care. He's a good boy. This is Yo, Is This Racist? I already did that part.
God,
welcome to the show
damn.
Or shows. It could be two different shows if you're
how many shows?
If you like skip this part and then you just go to the real part of the show, you could be like, I don't like that first show. Would you eat that was about Johnny Cakes from last week? Sorry, the show is the podcast is now serialized. I hope you've been a listener from the very beginning.
Yeah, catch up. So, 2 weeks ago,
yep,
we asked people to tell us.
We learned what a Johnny Cake was. Then we said, "Would you eat that?" Then last week, people did call in and just said, "Yes, I would eat that." But we had forgotten what the fuck we were talking about.
Johnny Cakes.
And I just remembered it was about Johnny Cakes.
Johnny Cakes.
Here's a headline. Man in blackface robs Maryland bank, police say.
Okay, rarely. Do we get some shit that actually makes me laugh out loud?
Uh-huh.
This was fucking... I mean, this isn't even the first time this shit has happened. I think it was the photo that accompanied it. Really
the photo is wild.
Yeah.
But the headline goes on to say... What, the sub-headline? What is it called when they put the littler font under the bigger font?
I feel like sub-head, but it's spelled... H-E-D.
Yeah, subhead says...
We're writers.
Police described the suspect as, quote, a white male with paint on his face, which is very accurate. He looks wild. He looks like he melted a chocolate bar and just smeared it on his face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess props to him for not drawing, like, big, lips or doing some crazy 1920s-looking shit. But it's not convincing, sir. Never has a nose been more angular.
I mean, here's a tiny argument. If you're going to do that...
Andrew, back up. What are you doing? No, finish the thought, you maniac.
I'm just thinking, if you're going to be racist, he just looks gray and fucked up.
So you want them to take a makeup class?
Guess. Yeah, you know what? A little pizzazz. Little razzmatazz. Do you think he was actually trying to pin the blame onto a black person or assume that, like, under duress, people might just say black male or black male gets heard and then...
Yes, I do. I think that he assumed he would be in and out quickly.
Yeah.
Because I bet if this was a blur, some people would say, oh, it was a 6-foot black male, whatever. But especially the still they have from the security camera... Never has this have I seen a slower looking bank robbery. He is patiently standing at the counter, just with a slip of paper in his hand, like he's waiting for official business.
I hope the bank teller told him he was canceled.
Yeah, she was like, actually, it's 2020, bro. You should know we don't do that anymore.
Canceled. Robbing banks, yes. Blackface, no. Is that right?
Yeah, no, good. Wait, you're for robbing banks?
I guess so.
I don't endorse that.
All right. Well, you know, we're split. That's the thing. There's a diversity of opinions on Yo, Is This Racist?
That's why you tune into us, because we don't always agree or research.
Speaking of not researching, everyone's getting racist about the coronavirus.
Mm. I saw your tweet, Andrew, and I'm not going to let you not live it out loud. Sometimes I think you tweet things because you have the safety of not having to say them to a room full of people. But I'm going to force you to say this one.
So, this is at time of recording. I tweeted this on Monday, February 3rd, approximately 2 p.m.
A reading of the tweet.
In the sense that I called in sick because I had too many coronas yesterday, then yes, I got coronavirus. 3 sunglasses emojis. But no, emoticons.
They were emoticons. You did the analog version, you maniac. So people, I just want everyone to have to sit in that for a minute. Just feel that out loud. Say it out loud to yourself. See how you feel about the joke.
I was going to go to a grocery store and take a picture of me holding a bottle of Corona.
Oh.
And say coronavirus.
Do you think that would have helped?
Well, yes, I do, because it would have been on Instagram. And people love Instagram.
Instagram, you can get away with a little bit of a sadder joke.
Yeah.
Because there's a fun visual.
Is that sad? I will say, so what I will say about coronavirus, I was on the It's Been a Minute podcast last week, and the thing I was talking about was coronavirus. I just think this is one of the times when for sure the racism is worse than the disease. Like people are like restricting travel. Mm. People are really afraid. They're banning Chinese people. Mm. I don't know about worse than the disease. That is wildly insensitive. But the disease is like, it's a new disease and that's scary. Novel mutation of an existing disease. But I think the pandemic shit is like, it's just racism.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. Look, way, way, way more people die from the flu, not just because of the number of people, but like so as a percentage, you know, way more people. Like SARS was more, quote, deadly as far as a disease goes. It's a disease, but I don't know. The amount that people are scared of it is bonkers.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a way to take the disease as seriously as the officials are saying.
Oh, got another like on my tweet.
Oh boy, what are you up to? 12? How many?
It's got 3 digits.
Oh my God.
People, you know why people love the sunglasses emoticon? Capital B.
Is that why it's doing so well, you think?
I use 3 of them. Can't hurt.
There's got to be a way to treat the disease as seriously as the CDC and other organizations are telling us to without treating people badly.
Yeah, just wash your hands. The mask shit is placebo, but fucking do whatever you want, I guess. I think the masks freak people out more than they help public health by a lot, because they don't really help public health.
Well, if we just wore masks when we were under the weather in this country anyway, like if we just wore masks in a more normal way.
Yeah, but that's the thing that I think a lot of Americans don't realize, because we are selfish asshole culture. Uh-huh. They think people wear the mask because they're afraid.
No, it's to not get other people sick.
Yeah, because, you know.
That was what really bothered me about seeing that all the, like, racism that people were doing on Chinese people because of this. Because I'm like, a lot of it was about, like, oh, being, you know, less clean or food or, you know, just age-old racist tropes. But it's like, go anywhere in this world, you find out we are the dirty ones.
Oh, yeah.
Americans with our too much space and our too much
part of it is
freedom.
Like, we do all the same disgusting shit to animals. We just do it on factory farms where the American consumer doesn't have to see it.
Hell yeah, Andrew. Let's get
cross-pollinated. We're complicit in this shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the other depressing one? This is just a tweet from The Root. An Ohio teen suspended from his school after teachers say he smelled like marijuana. Paraphrasing the tweet, he passed 2 drug tests that same day.
Yeah, so are you suspended for rolling around in marijuana? Like, what's the suspicion there? If you pass a drug test, is it like, well, clearly your duvet cover is made of hemp, sir?
Also, like, what?
Also, what?
It's just, it's, I mean, clearly, there was a follow-up. Apparently, multiple people have been, multiple black boys have been suspended from that same school for smelling like weed. Many of them have passed drug tests.
Almost like it's about something else.
But what?
Don't know. Did you watch the J-Lo and Shakira concert this weekend?
I sure did.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
I enjoyed their performances very much. I enjoyed a former, but I guess future guest of this show, Big Dipper, because that episode hasn't come out yet. Is that math? Right.
Correct.
He was at the viewing that I was at. The viewing? The fuck is wrong with me? We stood next to each other and watched the concert, and he had to tell me who the other rappers were on stage.
Oh.
So that's the day I learned how to identify J Balvin and Bad Bunny. So I did feel 100 years old, but now I'm glad to know those men.
Bad Bunny was the one that was dressed like those guys in the subway that are pretending to be statues, all silver.
Uh-huh. Or as Lauren Lapkus put it, a little bit of a Dr. Evil vibe.
I just don't understand the outfit.
It's cool. It's kind of a Tin Man from The Wiz sort of situation.
It's too much. But that was good.
It was good. It was good to see all the different cultural dances on display. I appreciated that. We got some champeta from Shakira there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool shit like that. It's nice to see. It's nice to see.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see born in the USA while wearing a Puerto Rican flag. Fuck you to everyone who has helped hurt the people of Puerto Rico. You know who you are.
Yeah.
You vote Republican. And Democrat, probably. Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. You know what? We don't have to leave it at just us, because
damn, dog.
We have a guest.
We are on fire.
Alex leaned over so far to see if I was going to land that, and I think I sort of did.
You totally did.
You did.
We have a guest, and her name is Aparna Nancherla.
Yeah, Aparna has been on the show before. You were a part of the show, Tawny, but
and I was seething with jealousy the whole time at your rapport together.
But yeah, Aparna's back. Here she is.
Just talking like extreme shit about people that we've that all is worked true. With. Just like extremely damning things.
It's like Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Who was it that just actually kept talking shit? And we're like, we can start later. And he was like, no, I'm just gonna keep talking shit. We're like, well,
yeah. Okay. And then we're like, we might cut.
We're gonna cut all that.
We're gonna cut all this. But we don't have to cut all this.
No.
Because we didn't say anything bad.
Nope.
And definitely neither did our guest. You know her from corporate. You know her from her fantastic stand-up. It's Aparna Nancherla.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Oh, boy. We're doing it.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
Live. Not live. So dead.
So you're like one day into working on season three of corporate, yeah?
Yes.
Very cool. How's it been in a season three now? Is everyone like just pulling pranks on each other all the time?
Oh my God.
Banana peels.
I don't think I've ever been on a set with pranks. I feel so let down because I feel like that's one of the biggest things you hear from actors on late night couches is all the pranks that were on set.
Do you think they're lying?
I feel like there might be some lies. Why not?
Why not? Yeah. To make themselves seem like fun more and fun. Spontaneous.
Yeah, because I guess, I mean, I do empathize with how many interesting things can have happened on set that would be interesting to someone who didn't know the project and is just listening to you.
Yeah.
As a stranger.
Yeah, I wonder if there's pressure to come up with a fun anecdote when you've just been like working on a wartime drama.
Right. Maybe then if you've worked long enough, you just go into a project being like, okay, what's my prank going to be? Because I'm going to have a story.
I need a couch story.
I wonder if there are pranksters on like very serious movies.
I wonder. It seems like the vibe would be off.
Yeah.
I'm available to pitch on people's pranks if we need.
Oh. A punch-up person just for pranks.
Just, just better pranks. The quality of pranks is often
I'm also
low.
Very touchy about, like, I don't want anyone to be made to look bad who isn't in on the prank.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like tricks.
Yes. I don't like
I guess are all pranks tricks?
Most pranks are just lies that you're like, well, I guess I shouldn't have trust. That's my bad for trusting you.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
It's rarely like, because, right, the hallmark of an allegedly good prank is like you've hoisted someone on their own hubris and or greed.
Right.
And that doesn't often happen. More it's just like, oh, do you hear about, you're fired. Psych, you're not fired.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe pranks are bad to do in an industry where
everyone's fired all the time.
Yeah. Our egos are already so fragile. Our emotions are running so high.
I actually got pranked last week.
You did?
You did?
Yeah.
What
happened? My coworker downloaded an app that like hides your phone, you know, somehow hid her phone number or like had a new phone number. And texted me as a fundraiser from the Andrew Yang campaign.
Whoa.
And I went off on them. And
you took the bait.
I jumped on the bait. And it was, but it was also like fully a believable thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? Totally. And so I was a little bit like, and then, yeah. And then she's like, ah, I got you. And I was like, you did. You did.
You're still mad.
I was gotten.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't feel that foolish, though. But it was that, like, my button had been fully pushed.
Yeah, like, pressed. They found your issue, and they...
They got my ass.
And they really got you.
Did you donate?
No. No, I didn't.
Aparna, you don't want to go down this road.
Yeah, this okay. is not a good road.
I don't even... I'm so... I didn't watch the last debates, and I was, like, unclear on who is still in the race.
Yeah, that feels right.
That feels like an okay way to be for a few minutes.
I know, like, the four, but then I'm like, is there anyone else left?
There are some. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised who's left.
I'm like, when Marianne Williamson dropped out, I was like, I didn't know she was still in
the race. Yeah. I didn't know she was. I guess it is, like... Like many things, you make your biggest splash on the way in and on the way out.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And so she probably was just like done, knew she was done, but was like, I got to time this to like, I need to make an exit.
Mm. Right.
I can't just fade away.
Right.
There should be more pranks during the election.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like voting machines not registering the right vote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good pranks.
Less voter pranks, more.
Oh, you mean like on the stage with, during the debates?
Yeah.
I would like that. I would like to see a couple little gotchas.
I always liked how Leslie Nielsen had that like just that little hand thing that made a pretty loud fart.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And that was it.
That's simple, low-tech analog prank days.
Just much farting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's all right. You need.
Does this segue into a racism voicemail?
Oh, shit. You know what? I only barely managed to not have all three of these voicemails be about, speaking of corporate, like just horrible work experiences.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, man, I got to come up with something else. So let's start here. Let's start with this one.
Great. Hi, my name is Christian. I work as a graphic designer for this company. As an in-house designer, and I just learned today that I think my company is racist because every time I submit ads and things with people of color, they get denied and the white Caucasian ones get favored all the time. And I'm really conflicted about this. And I feel like you guys understand this the best. You can help me because how do you be creative and battle systemic things? But you have to still earn money. You want to do the right moral thing, but you still need the job. Anyway, thank you guys. Bye.
All right.
Oof, that's
pretty grim shit.
So tough.
Gosh.
Well, is it?
I mean, it's just like when
it's
you're
sad.
A lower level person in a company's hierarchy or whatever, you wonder how much change you can affect versus how badly you need the job.
Well,
I understand that.
I will say this. Every company is racist. Like you don't have to worry about, I think my company is racist.
Yeah.
Your company is for sure racist.
They're definitely racist.
Even just by being, if they're being cautious because they have racist customers, that happens a lot. So
That's racist.
Yeah, man.
Do you think it connects that much to creativity? I mean, because again, all three of us draw checks from corporate entities that on some level, at some point, of course, we love them and love to do business with all of them. Mm-hmm. But
we love business.
Everyone does. Every corporate entity does questionable shit.
Yes.
So we all have made some kind of peace with that, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't think about it.
Yeah.
When I don't have to.
Well, I try to think about like what I can, you know, because what are the options? Being a complete separatist from mm-hmm, society, mm-hmm. which is your right to do. Mm-hmm. Or if you are going to choose to work in any field, you're going to have to find where you can affect any sort of change mm-hmm. and what you have the power to do that isn't necessarily a detriment to your ability to work and remain in that industry.
Right.
So you have to balance it unless yeah. you're willing to, unless something's so bad, you're willing to blow it all up. But yeah. many
do
of us don't
have
that.
It's out of line in this situation to just be like, yo, so graphic designer, right? Making banner ads, it sounds like.
Right.
Is it out of line to just be like, hey, we make really like, we're making segregated banner ads or like white only banner ads. This is kind of racist.
It's probably tough as if he's the only one advocating for that mm-hmm. viewpoint, because yeah. I think part of the hard thing about pointing those things out is then the other party is made to feel like they are the perpetrator, which they are.
Yeah,
but then
it happens
you have
that
to
they
like
are.
Frame
they,
it in yeah. a way where you're yeah. not like, you're a racist, even though they aren't.
Yeah, you have to protect their feelings, the corporation's feelings a little bit. Not you have to, but it feels like you do.
We all. Yeah.
What, it sounds like he's a freelancer?
Maybe. So vulnerable.
Vulnerable, because sure. they'll yeah. just replace you so fast. Totally. I mean, yeah. if you say anything, they can just be like, okay, actually, we don't love working with Christian anymore. I like what he's doing, just constantly submitting people of color in there. Like, yeah. just definitely keep that up. Just keep doing it.
I mean, I think if you want to be fully cynical, you go the route of most corporations, which is like pitch to someone that like, look, we all know, we all prefer white faces, but
it's out of our hands.
Yeah, but yeah. no, but even just saying like, but you know, I just think it's good for business. Like mm-hmm. you know, make yeah. the business case.
Oh,
that it's
that's
better.
True. Like we're in a moment where
yeah, this is a good look for us.
Minorities are cool.
Yeah,
diversity is popular.
For whatever
yeah,
the hell.
Be very disgusting, but like speak to the fact that they're a business.
Yeah, if like, we're going to play capitalism, we'll just play it.
Yeah. Maybe cite some examples of how seeing a representation of different faces will appeal to a broader audience and increase their bottom line.
Yeah. Blame it on Gen Z.
Yeah. The fucking Zoomers.
The Twitter.
Is that who they are?
They're called the Zoomers.
I didn't know that. Why? I really thought you just made that up.
No, because they're kind of they're like a weird little facsimile of the boomers because they're pragmatic, because they watch their parents go through the economic downturn of 2008. They don't really like to like, I mean, these are all crazy generalities, but a friend of mine who was doing market research learned all this stuff about how they don't like drink heavily. Like they don't really, they're kind of like these meritocracy nerds.
Like old souls a little
bit. A little bit, but mm-hmm. also
but
like.
They have TikTok.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but also like ass TikTok. Deep in TikTok. art and content for them is just a series of noises and lip syncs.
Right.
Yeah.
Like instead of listening to a radio drama over the course of like 18 right. weeks, they're like, I could do 18 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But no booze, cannabis only.
Oh, yeah. Cannabis only.
Mm-hmm. That's why you guys are going to start to see a lot more. If we thought Joe Camel was to worry about, because he was a cartoon telling kids to smoke cigarettes, watch out for all the, you know, youth appealing cannabis products
yeah.
that are going to come
Hell
out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doobie Brothers babies.
Excuse me?
My cartoon idea.
Doobie Brothers babies?
The Doobie Brothers
oh,
babies.
Oh, like Muppet babies?
Yes.
But of the Doobie Brothers?
Yes.
Because wow. they're so popular that.
Because of doobies?
Well, no, they're not popular because they're old.
Right.
But if they were babies.
Would anyone know who they were?
That's my question.
Would they still have beards, I guess?
Okay, what
well,
about...
Well, you come up with a better idea
the
then.
California raisin babies.
I like that. I like that. They're just grapes.
But they're weed.
Yeah, oh. Just baby oh. grapes.
I had grapes at work today.
Hmm.
They were really good. Grapes. I haven't had grapes in
you
so
like
long.
Grapes? Yeah.
When we were in, Andrew and I and a bunch of friends went to Columbia.
Oh, that's right.
And everyone was eating these
big-ass grapes.
Golf ball-sized grapes.
What?
They were so
fucking huge.
Big.
I forgot. I didn't even count those as grapes when I said I haven't had grapes in forever.
Right, because you thought they were an alien fruit.
It was like a
huge.
What was it like?
I ate one and only one because it was the kind of fruit that like sucked all the moisture out of your mouth.
Whoa.
It was like the opposite of a grape.
And I was just full after I had one. I was like, I had my food for like the next couple hours.
Like I filled up on grape.
Yeah, it was a big ass grape. That was a good grape. I forgot about those grapes.
Yeah.
Not the best grape.
It was
the
bad,
biggest grape.
It was.
Oh, it wasn't like super sweet.
Mine was tart.
So it was big as fuck.
It was big and tart. Just a big tart grape.
Let's see. Do we want two work ones? Let's break up the work ones. Let's do a non-work
one. Take a break from work.
Here we go. Well, it's not going to be a fun break. All right, here we go.
Hi. So I'm a white lady, white woman, I don't know. And my boyfriend is white. And so we got invited to his white cousin's wedding on a replica plantation. He's marrying a black girl. And when we brought it up to his band, that like maybe it wasn't appropriate to get married on a plantation because of racism. She was pretty focused on the fact that it was a replica. Does that matter? I don't think it matters. I don't know. Maybe it's worse. Maybe it's better. I don't know. Is that racist?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Replica plantation.
I didn't know those existed. Did you?
She said white so many times.
It was like she was checking off a bingo or something.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know why it's more uncomfortable for a white person to keep saying white.
Well, yeah, I feel so like you reach a certain quota and then it's like, oof.
I think it's because she doubled back on what to call herself. She's like, white lady, white woman, I don't know, my white boyfriend, his white aunt, and his white cousin.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
I mean, it was relevant to the story.
And there's still a black person in the story.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Not a main character.
It seems
of
like.
Not.
No. Always.
It wouldn't be a marketable voicemail.
No. She's got to be the fun friend. Why is the black person getting married on the plantation is what I want to know.
Yeah.
What's a replica?
Okay,
did anyone
Aunt
ask
Andrew.
Her?
Doesn't sound like it. I bet everyone's too weirded out to ask her.
Right.
Because if she okayed it.
Is okay. But I feel like that kind of shit happens all the time. Right? You're just like, I'm just going to do this thing. Or you don't care. I mean, it's...
But for your wedding, it's so much money.
I know, your wedding.
I think it's fucked up, too. I'm just saying...
I think that unless you're, like, incredibly fall down the stairs chill, you're not, like... No one is going, like, well, I don't care where we have the wedding. This thing that costs, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I think if someone was like, okay, so it's a replica plantation, I think everyone would be like, wait, like every black person, I think. But I guess not, as evidenced by these people.
Is there a way to have, what's the good part of the plantation?
What?
Just the house? I'm just wondering if it's like, what, is there a good part? Like, what could be the change in the replica?
Maybe like reclaiming the space?
Yeah.
But that's still a stretch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so earlier this year, or whatever, late last year.
Oh, boom.
Whatever. A month ago. Fucking, I hate time. the like those wedding websites, like The Knot and like Pinterest, they agreed to stop promoting plantation wedding content. Mm-hmm. So you can't like post, you know, Pinterest can't like say like plantation wedding, whatever. And like The Knot wouldn't list them as venues anymore.
I see.
So I think like as a culture, we've acknowledged that there's something weird about this.
Yes. Yeah.
Even if you don't, if you personally don't think it's weird, I think like you could say that nationally it has been a conversation. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if
It feels like getting married at like the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah.
Like it's weird.
I was going to say, are there like still leftover standing sets from Schindler's List? Like that's what.
Because that's.
It's a replica. It's only a replica.
Right.
But it's still the scene of a horrible. Well, here's my potential, I guess. Like, do you think some asshole built a replica plantation specifically to create this loophole? So I have a big southern house on a field, but it's new. It wasn't a plantation.
But I don't even understand what a replica plantation is.
Well, because a lot of those actual plantations, they started just calling them estates or manors.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going to build a replica of that style of home and property, to put the word plantation in it.
Oh, I see, right. I see.
Is only fucked up.
Yeah.
Rather than just being like a whatever era home,
exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? A Reconstruction era home. Is that the term? No. What's the term?
Antebellum.
Antebellum era home. Antebellum. You could say that and I'd be like, I know what you're talking about. That's a plantation.
Yeah. But right. This isn't even being slick with the loophole.
Unless it's like for educational purposes only, but then you shouldn't have weddings.
You shouldn't have weddings there.
Right. It should be much more somber.
But there's still.
I can't believe it's not a plantation.
Yeah.
Now with less blood. Just the soil.
Jesus. Yeah. Because there are those plantations that are like theme parks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And by theme parks, I mean that there are like black people and white people that work there like actors.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Colonial Williamsburg.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah. But they're like in a shed, like making something, like blacksmithing or whatever. And then you can come around and take pictures and talk to them. And it's like, this is Willie. God. He's the groundskeeper. And all of them are heavy propaganda about how, like, these people were workers. They were part of the family. This was a good arrangement.
Right.
Like, none of them are, like, real. I shouldn't say none. I'm sure there's one somewhere that's like, actually, this was fucked up. But
can you write a movie about some wannabe black actor? Or not wannabe, like a young black actor who's forced to take, not forced, but is doing their summer job as a slave at one of those things?
You know, I will. And I will, oh my God, I forgot your name, listener. I'm so sorry. But I had a listener at a live show that you couldn't be at.
Mm-hmm.
That
Bard.
That was her job. And she came up to me after and told me, she was like, I have so many horror stories. I don't even have time to tell you. It was like at the meet and greet.
Whoa.
She was just telling me all the terrible things people said to her as she was playing like, you know, whomever, you know, Matt Turner's niece. I don't know.
That, what a bonkers world. I mean, people obviously have to do all kinds of shit, but
people
what
have to
a job.
Do all kinds of jobs like Christian at his racist company.
Oh, yeah. We did manage to make it all about work.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what we do when a partner's here. We talk work.
Why? Okay, wait. So the question was, is it fucked up? Yes.
Yeah.
It's still fucked up.
I think we
boom. Okay.
Agree?
We'll do another voicemail.
Hi, Andrew, Tawny, and guest. I work in a white-collar environment. Thankfully, it's pretty diverse, except we have this thing where we have people with, you know, African names, Korean names, Chinese names, and they are given, like, initial nicknames, like TJ, IT, Mark. I don't know if this is something that people do to hedge off doofy white people screwing up their names, or if this is some low-key your name is Toby bullshit nonsense. What's your read on this? Or am I reading too much into this myself? Love the show. Take care. Bye.
We will. We will take care.
No, thank you. Okay.
Did it sound like the people are giving themselves the nicknames?
That's what I couldn't tell. Because I always feel like you don't give yourself a nickname. Other people
can try.
You can try.
Did you ever try to give yourself a nickname?
No. Because I think I had them before I was like, wait, I can rebrand.
What were your nicknames?
Like people would just, I guess whenever you have a interesting name, people sort of do weird things with it. Like Aparna would be like Parns or Parn.
That's cute.
Apps,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Did you like that or did you feel like people were trying to get away from pronouncing your name?
I didn't mind it. It always felt like it came from the right intent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I've never tried to give myself one. I feel like there were all those people that during roll call, they'd be like, actually, I go by this.
Yeah.
And I was always impressed.
I was impressed by that, too.
Oh.
I don't have an I go by because mine's pretty short and like whatever. But
yeah,
for a stretch, when I was 10 years old, my initials are T-E-N, and I mm-hmm. really wanted people to call me 10.
Damn. Well, that's pretty good.
It's like Stranger Things, 11.
I was so ahead of my time that yeah. it didn't take.
You were psychic and had that you bloody were. Nose all the time, though.
I did, yeah, and I shaved my head a lot.
That fucked up bloody so nose. Weird.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Because, so, specifically this thing, like, my dad for sure got to immigration at, I assume, San Francisco. I don't even know where the fuck he landed. Point is, he was just like, George, and they're like, great.
He said George.
Yeah, he okay. just came, he just named himself when he was right. like 24.
Okay,
that's cool.
Which
though.
Is, I think, like a common immigrant thing where you're just yeah. like, just George is fine. I don't know how he came. I've never asked him how he came up with George.
Yeah.
No, I did. I think he said George Harrison, but now I think he's lying because I don't think he actually likes the Beatles.
Really?
I think there's a chance he choked and couldn't think of any other like white person.
Like
name.
He didn't realize he was going to have to. Well, I guess he didn't have to, but he didn't realize he was going to pick a name.
He just did it.
That's
feels
cool.
like a choke from old George. George T.
George T is a strong name.
Cause yeah, my mom goes by. Is named herself Alice.
Oh, right. And you've said before that she just went to the A's and a baby dictionary.
She was
dictionary.
Like, because my sister's name is Angeline, and my mom was just like, this is fucking, we're not going past page 25.
Also, I just called it a baby dictionary.
Yeah.
Baby dictionary. That's so cute.
It's the list of all the babies.
Babies only want to learn names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah, I wonder if, well, I guess like we can talk about it either way. Like if other people at the job are giving, people with non-European names,
yeah,
nicknames, it might right. be from a fear of like
messing up their name.
Yeah. But if everybody's cool with it, what, I mean, I don't know. It definitely is like, if we can learn to pronounce, you know,
yeah.
all these German names and shit.
Yeah.
It feels bad, but with no like. Not no, but like it feels like probably you could find many instances where everyone is 100% fine with this,
mm-hmm.
and yet there's still yeah. probably something wrong with it on some level.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, or like when you go to like a salon or something and you meet women who are from Vietnam or from Korea, and everyone's just like Susie, Cindy, right, Shelly, Kathy,
right,
and it's like, oh, you definitely just chose this for ease
yeah.
of the clientele you have to deal
right,
with,
right.
Well, a little bit with that, because definitely what happened with my dad more than my mom is like he has the most comically white name,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't it didn't end up being for him like a way to integrate himself. He's like very, it's almost like it's like he knows that anyone who calls him George, he doesn't give a fuck about.
Ooh,
it's like kind of like
you like a litmus test.
Yeah, you can have my fake name.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he also doesn't give a fuck about many people, but but he like it almost is just like, I mean, you can, if it's easier for you, just fucking call me George.
Yeah. But where's the people who really know him?
Again, not that many people. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, no one calls him George. No Chinese person
right.
calls him George.
Right.
I don't think.
I kind of like that as like a gatekeep. Like,
yeah.
Keep these people kind of at arm's length until they yeah. earn.
But and as a counter, not a counterpoint, and in addition, but I do think it ultimately was isolating for him, or is isolating for him.
Right.
Because it's not like, oh, you can earn your way in. I think no white person calls him anything but George. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he lives in Michigan, so most of the people he right, sees are white right. people.
Dang.
Yeah.
He's just George all day, and then when he goes home, he takes off the George mask.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just my fucking mom. yeah, no, it's just a thing where I was like, it feels like if the stated if the point is this is to help me integrate,
mm-hmm.
it for sure for my dad did the opposite.
Wow.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I think if he'd just been like, yo, this is me,
mm-hmm.
I think he would have been better. Maybe.
Maybe.
Just right. like the 70s.
Did your parents immigrate here?
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like a lot of South Asian people, they don't change anything.
They don't do
They're
it.
Just like, you're just going to have to say this name.
Yeah.
And really badly.
Yeah.
Because my parents, both their names are kind of hard. And I feel like they've gotten every variation of pronouncing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they got sick of it and just wished they had picked a buffer name.
Yeah, I wonder too. They seem to be okay with it, but I got that when I started comedy, where people are like, you should try having an easier stage name. And I was like, no. I don't feel like it.
Oh, man. What would you have chosen?
I don't know. Aparna. Probably would have kept Aparna. And then maybe just a noun of some kind.
Yeah, like a basket.
Yeah, Aparna Basket. Yes. Or just one name, Basket.
I would love, oh, you know that comedian Basket? She slays. She kills. I do like that.
I think there is like a Nigerian comic who's like Basket Head or something.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Hell so. Yeah.
They were sick of people butchering their name, and they were just like, fine, Basket Head, yeah, go.
Go. That's me.
Well, there's Buckethead, the guitar player.
Sure, 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 sure.
Stage names are dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work nicknames. I guess a stage name is just a work nickname.
Kind of. Hot take.
But that one you get to pick yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely get to pick a stage name, and then everybody has to call you it.
Yeah.
Because of the union.
Right, right.
Like it goes on your, but I mean it goes on like your work documents, mm-hmm, as opposed to just like, hey, that's TJ.
Right.
You know.
So is it fucked up for the caller? I think it probably, it's like one of those things where it's like, no one's mad. On some level, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But.
You know what you don't want to be, though, is the guy who's like, what's your real name, though?
That's true. Right. You're right. There's also no getting to the bottom. There's no fixing this shit.
No. Like, let people just, if they seem fine, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, oof.
Earn your way in. Don't earn your way in.
Don't earn your way in.
You're not going to earn your way in. That's okay.
No, that's fine. You don't have to earn anything.
No.
I mean, maybe they're happier not having people butcher their name every day. I get real sick of just all the variations. I get real sick of being Tammy all the time.
Oh, you get Tammy.
Yeah, people's eyes just blend the consonants together in the middle of my name, and they just say Tammy. Huh. Yeah, I get a lot of Tammy. I don't mind Tony, though, because it just sounds like...
Tony.
That's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of close.
Yeah.
T-Dog.
It just doesn't feel like I could live up to that.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a pitch for you guys. What do you think about 10?
10?
Like, it's simple. It's like one syllable, you know? Just like 10.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard.
Oh, I'll hard try to make the switch?
Yeah. I'll do it.
I would do it.
A woman I just met in like a business capacity emailed me, it was like a blanket email to say that she was no longer going by one name and she was going by another name. And I was like, oh, like I don't really know this person, so this isn't hard for me at all. And I called her by her new name the next time I saw her, and she was like, thank you so much. Like, I think it's just been awful for her trying to change her name.
People to do it.
Yeah, because I think, like, all of her old clients and stuff, like, they just know her for years as this.
Right.
And I was like, I just met your ass. You can be James Vanderbeek. I don't care.
There was a guy in college that called me Andy T.
Oh, you've said that. That's worst. So gross.
I don't know why.
And he just decided that's who you were?
Yeah, I think. What up, Andy T?
Ooh, I don't like that one bit.
It's so gross.
I don't like it one
bit. Yeah, I don't like when people presume familiarity.
Yeah.
Earned.
I am a first name, last name person, though. People always put T in the end.
I think that happens a lot if you have a short last name.
Yeah. There's also a lot of Andrews.
Not a lot of Andy T's. God. Oh, my gosh. All right. Do we solve this problem?
Sure.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I feel like we did a good job today.
I feel like we...
That's weird. I don't like doing a good job with this shit.
I feel like we got to the bottom of some things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They didn't feel it. None of them felt like super gray areas.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they feel like real wild and nebulous, and these are just kind of like, meh.
Just quit your job. Everyone quit their job, move to the woods.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to
change your name.
Say some of our, we normally have like very hard blanket, like divorce your husband, get new friends.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should just say a few blanket ones of those.
Yeah. Quit your fucking job.
Quit your fucking job. Don't cut your parents off out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Don't get married.
Yeah. Don't get married.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The first one, just don't get married anywhere. Yeah.
Actually, here's what you do. You bring General Sherman? If you're going to have a replica plantation, you got to have a replica Union Army.
Oh, yeah.
Running through that motherfucker, freeing people.
Yep, I like that. And then you got to build monuments after, replica monuments afterwards, yes. But to the right side. Okay. All right. We did it.
Aparna, let's see. You're going to be on a new TV show.
Yeah, that's coming out on Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Mythic Quest, and it's about a video game company.
Dope.
It's like a workplace comedy at a video game company.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And people can watch that whenever they want.
Yes. Yes.
I just described streaming television. Oh. We're doing great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Corporate. And any other thing you want people to find you on? Perfect segue.
I'm on Twitter now and then.
Oh, you're on Twitter in a big way. You're one of my fave follows.
Thanks. I'm a Parnapkin on Twitter and Instagram.
Very fun. Hell yeah. All right. Well,
get them follows.
Get them follows, Aparna.
Thanks for coming. This was great.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Bye.
Bye.
That was Aparna.
No.
What? I just thought of it. It's not like I'd planned it. That would be sad.
My no was for how seamlessly producer Alex got on the clap.
We have a history of making comedy and music
also,
together.
You shit on improvisers, but your whole top of the segment was improv dog. So
improv dog, the new Earwolf podcast.
Just meditate on that.
We just get Bosch and Tugboat in here, and we just turn on the mics and see what happens.
We'll That'd take be a good.
Tugboat.
Eventually, they'll sniff Hamlet.
Aww.
Let's go
Shall
away.
We come back.
No, let's go away forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have the option?
Yeah. I mean, until next week.
Will we just leave?
Podswag.com/yo, get your water bottles that do not say racism on them. They say, just trying my best. They're white. They have a cool, like, modern font. Red and blue fonts are very important. They tell everyone that you're a discerning person who knows how to buy burrata toast.
Did we come up with the fandom name?
Wokey Dokes. You people. One of the good ones.
Okay.
Race cars. Race cars is pretty good.
What did we decide about yo-yos? Sounds like vaguely racist somehow.
It does sound like a slur.
Right?
Wait, we didn't talk about this in the beginning. We just learned about the dinner two women of color host. Sorry, this is out of order as hell. But this is why you stay till the end.
Yeah. News, other news.
We just saw an article about the two women who host racism dinners for wealthy white women. They cost $2,500, and these wealthy white women sit down and tell them all the ways that they have been racist, and they get low-key like yelled at by these two brown women. I'm kind of like, y'all did it. Y'all cracked the scam here. We're doing it wrong.
Well, we are basically, this is just some dominatrix shit.
Ooh, you think it's like
a humiliation.
Morality, torture porn type shit.
And we are not above it.
No.
Let's see, it was $2,500 for the dinner that we read about.
Yep.
All right.
Are we going to do it?
We're going to do $2,250?
Yeah, we're gonna undercut them. Wait, we should say these ingenious women's names:
Regina Jackson and Syra Rao.
Great job, ladies!
Hell yeah!
You fucking cracked the code wherever you're trying to sell water bottles. Anyway, buy a water bottle, you guys.
Listen, how about this? Here's I'm not gonna look up how much the water bottles cost, but if you buy $2,500 worth of water bottles, we'll come to your house and feed you dinner and call you racist.
Yeah, we won't make the dinner, but we will feed it to you.
Guaranteed. Asterisk Hopefully this isn't a legally binding guarantee. You know what? Fuck it. If it is, we'll do it.
God. All right. Well, you guys have been real. Podswag.com/yo.
Oh, we got someone called in. Someone called in and complained that we say the phone number too fast. Three, two, three, eight, nine, seven, two, two, three. That's your 2, 3, 3, 8, 9 race.
Happy New Year!
Yay!
It felt like a countdown. Goodbye!
No, come on. Yo, is this racist? Trondi Newman, Andrew T.
Goodbye!
Bye.